for tape recorders back then. So we're going to play two concerts, making a total of 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Bob, the video that I sent you, the guy's tag is, his name is BR1 Tag, T-A-G. He's in Italy. He's based in Italy.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
So I had to check them out and coordinate them a couple hours ago. So I didn't talk for a few minutes. I missed what you were saying with Ion about the asteroid.
Ion is back on the chat.
And what's he saying?
So his favorite is the... Hold on.
Hey, Jin says she wrote a review of Jane's book.
Oh, really?
And this nonsense about me just looking at the tiny note today... I fucking did 100 hours with Scott on it. Like 15 years ago or more.
Yeah, that's where I got all my notes from.
From those dialogues?
Yes, yeah, I really enjoyed those.
Yeah, they were good. Really good.
Brian just said you still never looked at it when you did those.
Well, I'm always learning new stuff.
Bert, when you were saying you sent Bob some new Zappa leads, do you mean like guitar lead licks?
Yeah, this guy concentrates on solos. I'll send it to you. But I looked at, he has a few others on his YouTube channel of solos, by the way.
He has what?
He has other solos, YouTubes that he created on his YouTube channel.
Of Zappa?
Yes. Yes.
So this one is a collection, but he has other collections.
Yes, he does.
Is he isolating the solo?
That's what it looks like, because the main one that pops up on his site is the 60s guitar. He has 60s guitar solos that he created 5 years ago.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, I'm curious, because like he would have to get the master stems. Send it to me. I'm curious how he's doing it. Is he replicating them?
I can't answer that question. I don't know from what I see, but I wouldn't know anyway.
Yeah.
And this one is the Eerie Guitar Solos. Frank Zappa Eerie Guitar Solos is what I sent Bob, so I'll send you that one.
Cool.
Bob, Ion wants you to know their favorite Zappa song.
Yeah, I just saw that. What are they? You know them?
They
tell Bob our favorite Zippy songs, Susanna.
Watermelon Hay, probably.
He's telling me.
So, watermelon.
It's just further up. You can scroll up.
Oh, it's not just for you. He made it public.
Yeah.
Have it. Oh.
What?
Kill the new nigger in the edge of the watermelon nirvana.
I can't find out the list. How far up is it?
It just, Bert just read it. It's
6 minutes ago.
Okay, let me get the timing.
It's right under the VTBR1 tag. It's right above, oh God, not too, Lord have mercy.
It says, yes, our favorite is Kill the New Shit in the Edge of Watermelon Nirvana. Kill the New Shit in the Edge of Watermelon Nirvana.
Why are you saying shit, Bob?
That's not the word.
We don't say pussy here. Do not say pussy.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Point taken.
We respect the women here. But we respect the cats out in the wall more.
Right.
I know, he has all these conniptions on the chat line. It's always having little crises. Oh, no, not again. Oh, no. Well, what else you got? Else we got to start playing Zappa. And as Duffy said, everybody goes home when I start playing Zappa.
Well, I want to ask Ion. Ion, is November 11th a marker for something significant, as Phil said?
Yes, honey.
Will you fill us in? What? Ion? See?
Their silence is ominous, or ominous.
Is that when we learn about North Korea and Iraq, or is it Iran?
Iran,
partnering.
You know, you got a huge operation going on in South Korea today. Somebody getting ready for a war on the day before the election. Somebody getting ready for the UFOs to come.
Too many words, Bob.
Too many words?
That's what they said.
Really?
Focus, Bob. So I'm noticing that a lot of us on the phone here are having some funny voices, like we have to clear our throats.
You're all blurry, so what'd she say, Bert?
She's noticing that the folks on the phone are having funny voices, like they have to clear the voice, Bob.
Why do they have to clear?
Phlegm, probably mucus.
Oh.
Mucus, yeah.
I didn't hear her say mucus.
Phlegm. Phlegm. I said phlegmy.
Phlegmy.
Phlegmy. Okay. Mucus. Because you did it too, Bob. And I heard I'm having an issue, and Alyssa.
I've been noticing it too for the past like month or so, Susanna.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Noticing it where?
The oxygen.
Just in my throat, makes my voice kind of gravelly, and sometimes I just cough. Like if I drink water, it's like it goes down the wrong pipes too often, and makes me like hack and cough.
Yeah,
but I just want to say an interesting thing that happened here. That Kate and I both noticed. She would go out for her morning walk, and like I would get up and go around the neighborhood, and it was a beautiful fog every morning because we lived across from a fortress, so it gives this really mystical look. And we were both like, "Wow, this fog is so fucking cool and mystical." For like a week, it came every single morning, and then I started talking to people here, and they're like, have you seen the fucking pollution? Like, it's so bad every morning. Like, our air quality is so bad. Meanwhile, yeah. Kate and I are like, this fog is amazing. It's so cool. To them, it's just poison. So it just shows you, like, when you're ascending, like, you're in, it's like revelations. Like, you can either go the really fucking hard way, and everything you see around you is poisonous, but you can experience the same events, and they're, like, nice and incredible. And, yeah. And one more thing, sorry. I noticed an advertisement outside the pharmacy here. They're now selling cans of oxygen.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. They come with a little like plastic cap to put on the end. So you put it over your nose and mouth and you spray the oxygen in for a quick hit of oxygen.
You didn't see that in Asia, Alyssa? Where they've had so
what?
Bad. You didn't see cans of oxygen in Asia?
Like to fix the flat tire. No.
Okay, yeah, okay. Something else.
Yeah.
That's not oxygen. Any kind of rottenness.
No, it's funny you say that. I remember seeing something, but I couldn't tell you if it was on the internet or in real life. About, yeah, seeing some oxygen, but, no, not a part of the Vietnamese experience I had.
No.
They're at Walgreens. You could buy them.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's in America. remember how Ion used to say the Coldplay is going to come out in a third world country? And I think I've had this, you know, thought before, so it's probably redundant, but it's just getting even more and more like apparent that America is that third world country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just crazy, the kind of shit, like, but anyway, I don't know why oxygen is making me think of that, but yeah, just America's fucked up right now.
I'd say the whole world is.
Yeah.
Switzerland, I've been observing they have a federal council, which is like a committee of like seven presidents, and they had different departments, but they call them president. And then they do a rotation of having the head president, which would someone who would meet Trump or Biden, whoever the, you know, heads of state are. And just it was really funny because right at the beginning of the year, the finance ministers, you could read his body language. He really wasn't happy with what's going on, but he couldn't say. And then when they had their Independence Day celebration, he went somewhere and made a public speech, and it was totally – I mean, he got bashed by the other federal presidents when he went back because he was really talking about the lockdowns and things like that, and he was against it. And they kind of landed – but then he put in his resignation 2 months ago to step down at the end of December. But what's really noticed is that there was a lady who heads the energy and transportation department here in Switzerland. I've been reading because she's been definitely on the news a lot because of the energy, you know, the possible fallout of electricity. And I was reading her, I could see the decline of her health. When you see her on the evening news or whenever she does a press conference, like she looks nervous because she doesn't look before when she first came, she was always looking into the camera and speaking. But just when this electricity thing came, you know, as far as possible, you know, blackouts and the gasoline being high, that she was really just reading a statement and she just really just looked, she's deteriorating. And then all of a sudden her husband had a stroke a week ago, and now she stepped down. So now they've got to do a really special vote to get two new, you know, federal council presidents in. And what's funny is that I call them the green idiots. You know, who want to, the green idiots in Europe are really, like I mentioned during my engagement, that the green idiots in Germany and France, I don't know what kind of glues they use, but they like glued their hands to the street and were blocking traffic. And then actually a lady got hit by a tractor and trailer in Germany, and she was determined brain dead because of these green idiots blocking the traffic.
Oh,
you know,
my
they
God.
Just, and then in France, they glued their hands to the streets. And the French, you know, when in Germany, they're using knives and trying to cut their hands from the street. But you know what they did in France? They just pulled their hands. They just pulled their hands, and the people were screaming, hollering, you know, because their hands were, had, I guess, super glue to the street. And they're like, oh, but, you know, this thing. But the green idiots here are, in Switzerland are trying to push to get a, their first green, federal council president.
Oh, no.
What the federal council president equivalent to is like a congressman, senator?
Well, no, they have a parliamentary. These are like, it's almost like it's a very heavy democratic where they have different departments. Like they have the Department of Health, Department of Finance, Department of Transportation, mm-hmm. Department of Army, and they put a president from it. And then they do the rotation of who's the head or who go out and meet. Dignitaries in the world. So that's how they have it. It's a little different.
Instead of the president nominating a cabinet, they rotate.
Right. And they have, there's okay. About 12 different political parties here in Switzerland.
Okay.
Yeah, aren't they elected? Isn't this
yes.
their version
yes.
of getting away,
yes.
taking away corruption?
Yes, but
I mean,
they do have the thing of each party has a right to elect a president, and now the green idiots are trying to get their own federal council because they've never had one before.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. I say green idiots. If you look at what they're doing in Germany, I mean, they got Baerbock and the other guy, the finance minister. They have no clue.
I thought it was interesting when even Greta Thunberg comes and says, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to close down all of that nuclear in Germany. And that's their big problem, that they closed it so fast that they don't have energy enough to expand any industry. And it's been like that for 3-4 years already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
And some major corporations are moving out of Germany, like BASF.
Yes, yes, yes. They leave.
So I mean, that's a huge revenue hit for Germany as well.
The big part that they're not speaking about is the auto industry. You're talking about Mercedes, Audi, Porsche,
BMW
yeah.
shut down too.
Yeah. And then at the same time,
in the U.S., didn't they?
And at the same time, they're advertising buying electric vehicles. Go
sure.
figure.
Yeah.
Where does that EU leader, von der Leyen, come from? But is she Swiss or?
No, she's German. German. She looks
because
like
Hillary
Clinton's stepsister or, you know, sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
They look, have that same look.
Was this person?
I think she's been in the news.
Who became brain dead?
No. What was is that the green people blocked the street somewhere in Germany, and what happened is it caused an accident. I don't know the full details, but there was an accident where a lady on a bicycle got hit by a tractor trailer, and she was declared brain dead because of these people blocking the streets and caused the accident.
Yeah. And then Chad was saying that the pollution, he and Kate didn't know it was pollution. They just thought it was pretty fog.
Yeah.
Pretty fog, yes. Pretty mist. Oh, lovely
That's
mist.
Hilarious.
Mystical fog.
And then people Mystical told fog, you yeah. that it was pollution. Did you tell them that you thought it was pretty poetry?
So I went to my massage for the week, and my massage therapist said, "Are you still running?" And I'm like, "Yeah, can you tell?" And she's like, "Why are you running? Like, the air is too polluted. You know, I'm surprised that you're running." I'm like, "Really?"
Yeah,
she's like, "Yeah, we have the worst air quality in the world right now." Mm. And I was like, oh, that's what that was.
And when you said that, it reminded me of a YouTube about the Georgian labs. Oh, what are they called? Biolabs. Where everybody around these labs were saying they were letting out orange mist, red mist, green mist, and always at 2 or 3 o'clock in the night. Why are they doing this? And if you would look at it, it's a beautiful aurora borealis going on here.
No, Kate and I would probably get up and go for a walk in one morning and be like, wow, it's such a hot and sunny day for November. And then we were like, how come nobody's out here? And then later somebody was like, did you know there's like a nuclear bombing like in the next city?
Chad, are you choosing to still run?
Yeah. I find that I have so much energy. If I don't run, I get kind of like the energy just builds up inside.
Yeah,
and, well, isn't that interesting that it's not affecting you and you're like eating the pollution? You're
not
even
that,
popping
Susanna,
up black.
Yeah, not only that. It's really strange. If I walk up the hill to my house, it's not a steep hill, it's just a little gradient. So I walk up there, I'm like huffing and puffing by the time I get to my door. But then I can just go out and run for like 5K, no problem. I'm not huffing and puffing or anything. So it's just something strange. And I actually stopped running for 2 weeks because I had a bit of irritation in my sinuses and I just was really lethargic. So I didn't for 2 weeks. But then when I started again, there was like zero recovery or anything. There was no problem. Like normally if I stop, you feel it when you get back to it. But this time I actually just kept on trucking. So my body's definitely doing different things.
Yeah. I remember going for a run in New York one time years ago, and there's, of course, bad pollution there. And I would sneeze in the next hour or the next day, and black stuff would come out of my tissue. So it was all that junk that came in my air into my lungs. So, but you're not doing that. So that's interesting. It's like not affecting you at all. Wow, that's cool.
No, like we just thought it was really cool fog that had come to visit for 7 days, but turns out it wasn't. And Eastern European pollution is, I don't know how it compares with New York, but apparently it's not the greatest.
Plus they're still dealing with the radioactivity, right, from the bombing.
Yeah. There's still, apparently cancer rates are really high and infertility is really bad here because of all, when NATO bombed them for 90 days straight in 1999. There were a lot of like nuclear tipped bombs and stuff like that.
Wow.
But Kate and I feel young. We feel younger than we did five. We've been here 5 years. We feel younger than we did when we arrived. So.
So you're an example of how you are, you know, in ascending, that you are eating this poor environment. It's a fuel for you, not
it must be.
You're eating radiation.
Radiation and pollution.
And pollution.
And really hot, 100 degree every day, Susanna, this summer.
Wow, really? Same here. Was there, oh gosh, yeah. And it didn't affect you, the heat?
No, I just kept feeling like I wanted to go run further. Like I was running in it. I wanted to run further. I don't know. I just went a bit crazy. Like I wanted to see how far I could go because I've been taking the drops now for I don't know how many years. What, 12 years? Almost 11 years. So I just wanted to see see what you're made of. And then they either find me collapsed on the side of the running track or I keep going.
Hey Chad, I saw some notes that I had taken. I don't have the date, but on the monolith. So I have a note that it's connected to the 33rd parallel. And I asked, will I listen to Bob broadcast from the monolith from, like, on my personal computer, cell phone, shortwave, AM, FM radio. And Ion said, brought up Nikola Tesla and frequency, pitch position, the body, gives off a frequency and receives a frequency. So you've gotten a lot of details on that in the last few shows. And then static turns off. I have the phrase devoid of noise. Resonance, and then monolith give off a specific tied frequency.
And then TIED.
Mm-hmm. And then we get into the tuning fork aspect. They say everything is a tuning fork.
Oh, cool.
But when I come across the date on that, Bert might have it. Maybe I have it. Hold on a second. I'll look a little bit here. I think I might be able to get to the date.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to start the show. The music.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Great show. Awesome session. Thanks for sharing.
Well, thanks for the tiny charts knowledge. Much appreciated, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. Always good.
So are you going to play two different concerts?
First one is Kansas City, Missouri, December 2nd, 1972. And I've sent a link, you click on it, you bring it up, you'll see a picture of the band. A lot of early 70s haircuts. And then the second one will be an hour and 11 minutes for the first one. And then the second one will be 54 minutes. 54 or so. And that's the August 10th, 1969, Warrensville Heights Music Festival in Ohio. So I haven't listened to much of them. I don't know what the content is like. So you guys should be lifting it off the chat line. You have your own copy that you click on and you start. You guys know the procedure, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll start it on the green board also. So the concert will stop, and so I'll start the second one. 30 seconds later. Something like that. Oh, I have to come on and count it down. 3, 2, 1 it. So is everybody ready?
Hey, the link that you provided starts like a minute in. Are you starting at the zero mark of that YouTube or like a minute?
Yeah, no, the zero mark. The zero.
Okay, copy.
Yeah.
And, you have to grab the link. Note the HTTPS is above. It's not underlined.
Oh.
You have to carefully lift it.
Did he always call his orchestra the Petite Wazoo Orchestra?
Only for a few months in the end of 72. The album was called the Grand Wazoo. And had a bigger band, and he took a smaller band and called it the Little Wazoo, the Petite Wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
Did a few concerts in the fall, which became a pretty good album, which a few cuts from are on our list here. So, I'll mute everybody.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Oh, I forgot to say, she left. Margarita was here for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, there's a new person, Hera. Was that Debbie? It could be Debbie. Is that Debbie? It's a strange name. She knows to just get judo. She gets, says a word. You know, Debbie from Boston. Still wondering who, what Ion is. Is that a human? What is Ion? Okay, I'm going to mute everybody. I guess everything got talked about.
Mm-hmm.
All participants are now muted. All participants are now unmuted.
Let's do that later. So, Chad, you're making noise there. Let me just...
Oh, sorry, I thought I was muted already.
Yeah, so you want to hear me count it down. So... All right, Zappa, Kansas City, 3, 2, 1.